Well, hey, everybody, and welcome to the Friday the 13th installment of the Dave and Darren podcast.
Pretty spooky.
Friday the 13th, not really spooky, just a day for misadventures and bad luck. Like the luck war we were having with the sound here before we came on.
We were sounding like the Tin Man.
Yeah. The problem with a studio that when you're done with it, you put it in a big box is that sometimes the knobs get a little hinky.
Got to tear down the studio.
Yeah, right, because, you know, it's the Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studio presently, but a little bit later on, this will be where lunch is served.
Yeah, see, like in over there in London, they don't tear down Abbey Road Studio every night.
No, what would be the point?
Or every afternoon.
Right, that would be ridiculous.
Wait a minute, what are we doing? The Kinks are coming in.
Pretty good article. I know you don't read Rolling Stone anymore, but a pretty good article with Ray Davies in Rolling Stone this month. And
well,
he talks about you know, all of their hit songs, and he's convinced that he and his brother are going to get back together here and any day now. And
basically, what they have
something
they have in a Rolling Stone magazine, I think anymore, they have a feature where they have My Life in 15 songs or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, so that's a feature they do for more than just
yes. I know they did that with they did it with Jackson Brown.
Okay.
So this article, mm-hmm, or this issue, the one that has John Belushi on it,
yes,
as the greatest samurai warrior ever, has Ray Davies.
Yeah, and it's his life in 15 songs, and it's, you know, the songs you would expect it would be.
But the idea of getting back with Dave, his brother, and doing something,
mm-hmm,
it's like, you know what, I think maybe a little late. Could be a little late.
He seems to think it's going to happen, but you know, a lot of that is on him.
At a funeral or what?
When one of the Davies puts the other in the ground, that's when they'll get together to collaborate
on
something.
That's when I'll do till the end of the day.
And then they're going to have something, too, in the will, like make sure he's not at my funeral. Right? Because they very famously don't get along. Most of your brothers who tour together or become bandmates, more often than not, it goes sideways. The only one I can think of is the Van Halens are pretty well
Entrenched.
And I think that's just a matter of
It's us against the world.
Well, there's that. But also, like, if you, like, my brother's a musician. My brother's in bands. If Joe could play like Eddie Van Halen, I'd say, Joe, whatever you say, I'm not going to argue with you on nothing.
Right.
I'll just sit here behind the kit and watch the money come in. Nobody's here to see Alex. I get it. But you know what? I'm going to make a fortune. Let's do this thing.
Well, but they do have a different dynamic, too, being that it's a drummer and a guitarist. Because the dynamic would be different in the band, too, I think. As opposed to being like the guitarist and the lead singer. You're not dealing... one of the brothers doesn't have the lead singer's disease.
Casey here on the mixer wants to know if Kings of Leon get along. No, one of them broke the other one's jaw.
And
like they had to delay a tour because of a broken jaw. And that's a case where you've got brothers and a cousin, too.
And I believe
I recently saw...
I don't know if we mentioned this or not. The Black Crowes are done again.
They have officially decided
they're done.
But you know what? I've read that article so many times in the last 20 years. Rich Robinson says it's over. That he will not work with his brother Chris ever again, and the band is done. And he's saying it's a case where Chris Robinson is just out of his mind, which,
mm-hmm,
of course, that's the case. But you've gone on hiatus. You've broken up before. You're going to get together again, because eventually someone's going to give you the meager amount of money it takes for you to get along.
Still waiting on the Oasis reunion.
That'll happen.
You would think it would.
Of course it will.
You would think it would.
Although those Noel Gallagher records sound as much like anything Oasis put out, so I don't know that anyone's really clamoring for an Oasis reunion, really, are they? What is Liam Gallagher doing?
That's the BDI thing.
Oh, right.
But the second record was pretty well ignored, so...
Yeah.
I mean, just for ego's sake, you would think that they would get back together.
Well, they'll get back together, and they'll do a package tour with, you know...
And they'll also do an album, and it'll be the best thing we've ever done.
You know, when we were in the studio, we realized this is magic, and it's the best thing we've ever done. Yeah, get ready for all of that stuff. And get ready, friends, for a really thrilling installment of the...
What we've made here in the studio is like a effervescent... syrupy cola, and you know what, and you just cannot bottle a cola.
We're Dave and Darren. Welcome to the podcast.
The Dave and Darren Podcast, only on Nacho Radio.
Rock on, kids.
Actually, you can bottle a cola, and they do it by millions of units every day.
True thing. True story.
The Dave and Darren Podcast is brought to you by the Clubhouse Indoor Golf and Lounge, 2501 53rd Avenue in Bettendorf. Play some indoor golf this weekend. Get your friends together. Maybe join a league. They've got weekly tournaments where you can win tickets for Quad City Mallards.
I didn't realize leagues was a thing there, yeah. But of course that makes all the sense in the world.
Sure. State-of-the-art PGA simulators. They have that full bar there and all kinds of... they call it a comfortable lounge, but my God, it's a giant lounge. Open 7 days a week. The clubhouse offers club repair and customization. Also, Chris there is giving lessons, and it's available for beginners to experienced golfers looking to take their game to the next level. They also have junior golf clinics as well. They offer daily specials, the perfect venue for any event that you're having, maybe a birthday party, any event, big or small, the perfect hangout for golfers and non-golfers alike. Check them out at qcclubhouse.com. And if you'd like to set up a tee time for one of the simulators, 563-322-1561.
I like what you've done there. It's time for another thrilling installment of a segment we've been doing for years. Let me ask you this, just to get a little sidetracked. You and I have been doing, we did radio, FM, old-timey radio. We did that for more than 10 years. We've been doing the podcast here since October 1st. Do you think if you and I were actual brothers, that we'd still be doing this? I mean, we're friends. But if you and I were blood brothers.
If we were brothers?
Yeah. Do you think at some point, that can't be easy, doing something with your brother like that? Or would it be?
How often does that get done? You've got those one brothers that I just...
The Sklar brothers?
Yes. That...
You're not a fan of the Sklar brothers.
I'm not.
And why is that?
I don't, because I think they're exactly the same person.
That does get confusing sometimes. There really isn't a lot of conflict when you listen to those two.
They seem to. I mean, there's not a lot of conflict with us either.
The thing about the Sklar brothers is, if it was just one guy,
it'd be the same show.
It'd be a hilarious guy. But you have two guys saying the same thing often on top of each other. I see what you're saying.
It's the same. I don't know that the other one's necessary. And I don't care which one you take, because I don't know the difference.
So if it was just, is it Randy and Tyler? What the hell are their names?
Randy and Andy?
Randy and Andy. No, that's not their names. Jason and Randy?
I don't know.
The Sklar boys. If you just had one of them and someone else, that would be a podcast you'd listen to. But
maybe.
The fact that it's two of them, you just think it's too much Sklar. And
I can't differentiate one from the other. And I'm not talking physically even.
Is it important to you to be able to know which one is talking?
Well, but yes, I think it does.
There's times when they'll fill in on AM radio for like a sports host.
Yes.
And... it's weird. It's almost like something's wrong with your radio. It keeps splitting up, like the audio. It's like...
it's like multiplicity or something.
Right. They're clones.
It's not... just not necessary.
I mean, if one
was sick, you'd be like, that's fine. Don't worry about it. I've got it covered. Well, of course you've got it covered.
Right.
Because you have the exact same thoughts.
It's Randy and Jason. The Sklar brothers.
Do you have a favorite Sklar brother?
I don't know
how you could.
No. No.
But having said that, I don't know how you could have a least favorite one either.
So they're twins. They're comedians. They both went to the same college, University of Michigan, where they were both in the same fraternity.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I would be like, I got to do something else, man.
I got to go.
Wouldn't you think if you had a twin brother that you would want to do as much different as you could?
You would think.
Like, I'm going to join this fraternity. Great, bro. I'm going to join it, too. Oh, Jesus Christ. Can I have one thing? Can I have one thing that you don't come and ride my coattails on? I'm coming, too. Hey, good news, everybody. I got accepted to the University of Michigan. I'm finally going to be able to leave and go to Ann Arbor. Get out on my own. Hey, great news, bro. I got accepted, too. Oh, Christ. Everything.
But their sense of humor is exactly the same thing.
Right. Right. They have been in a lot of things.
Anything good?
They did that Cheap Seats, which is like Mystery Science Theater 3000, but it was sports. That was pretty good, right? They have a stand-up special. Now, when they do stand-up, are they on stage at the same time?
Well, of course they are.
Well, that's weird.
Well, no, you've had comedy teams before. But normally there's comedy teams with two different people. This is basically just a comedy team with the same guy.
Imagine if Lewis and Martin was just Lewis and Lewis.
Right. That's what you've got going on.
What is going on here? Yes, Randy and Jason Sklar.
Then it's not that I hate him or anything. I don't. But it's just the fact that...
It's too much Sklar.
It's just... It's two of the same guy.
Like, there's nothing to differentiate one from the other. Although, you know what? I bet if we listen to them, they probably have disagreements on some things. They'd have to.
Well,
otherwise...
I'm... Okay.
Otherwise, I just... I killed my brother, but maybe, it's no big deal because I'm still here. It's the same guy.
Maybe I'm talking out of turn. Maybe they're completely different. But from what I've seen and heard, it seems like same guy.
The Sklars.
Too much Sklar.
It's worth pointing out their podcast infinitely more popular than ours.
They've
maybe
had more
this is coming from a place of jealousy.
It probably is. They've had more TV exposure.
Mm-hmm. Because they're handsome-looking identical twins.
I wouldn't go that far.
It's time for a segment we call I Can't Believe Darren Wasn't on the Flight. Darren does not have the best luck when it comes to traveling via commercial airlines.
I've never ended up at the bottom of an ocean, though. Give me that.
Well, that's not really on you. That's on
not
the pilot.
Yet.
I give that more to the pilots than you.
Not yet.
I'm not willing to give you any credit. I think at some point you will end up at the bottom of a giant body of water.
And there's no chance you'll ever fly in a plane with me, right?
No.
Well, it's kind of like the president and vice president.
Right, no. Because you know what would happen? The news would break that Darren was on a plane crash, and everyone would panic. Oh, my God, was Dave on the plane, too? That's how everyone would react.
No, what would happen is...
Dear God, let me know that Dave wasn't on that plane.
No, what would happen is...
To lose one is upsetting enough. But to lose the very best one would be just too much for anyone to bear,
well,
really.
We've already established I'm gone. What would happen is if there was, like, all of a sudden there's some sort of in-flight problem, I can just see you turning, like, you'd be sitting in front of me.
You son of a bitch.
You would turn back and just look at me and go, you just give me this look, like...
This is you, isn't it? I have you to thank for this, don't I?
You're like that tiki idol on the Brady Bunch, the bad luck...
the
bad luck tiki idol.
A flight...
Next thing you know, oh, Dave, there's a tarantula on your shoulder.
A flight from Riga, or is it Riga in Latvia? Is it Riga? You know what's weird is we have listeners. When I go and I check out like the live statistics on Planet Alt and Solid, there are listeners regularly in Latvia.
I wonder if that's true.
In Riga. No, are you questioning me?
Or I'm not numbers? Questioning you. I'm questioning the stats.
No, there's someone in Latvia can't get enough of Nacho Radio.
Mm-hmm.
More often than not.
I wish they would show their face.
And now, here's another thing, and this doesn't do us any good for local advertisers, but Germans love Solid. We're huge in Germany.
I can see that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it all the Accept and Warlock we play?
Scorpions? Rocking out deep in the Black Forest.
Rammstein with the occasional...
Where is the Black Forest?
Black Forest is in Bavaria, right?
Yeah, okay. I thought so. But there they just call it ham.
A guy who was on a flight from Latvia to Dublin on a Ryanair flight caused passengers hours of delay after he stripped naked and started throwing punches on the plane.
Yep, that sounds like a flight I'd be on.
That Ryanair is that airline, too, where... They can't cram enough seats on. And
what's it called again?
Ryanair. It's an Irish outfit.
Oh. Okay.
And that's the one where there'll be a story every 6 months where the CEO's like, we should start charging people to use the bathrooms and stuff.
Would you get on an airline that was called Ryan's Hope?
Is Kate Mulgrew the captain? Then the answer is yes. And yes.
Well, we just hope we make it there.
Ryanair's the one where they have like
here's hope and airline.
8 seats an aisle, and the stewardess is, you know, it's like, excuse me, can I get a drink, maybe some peanuts? What's your wanting? And they just punch you right in the face. This one wants peanuts!
I'm surprised they just don't put benches in.
Angela's Ashes Air, that's what it is. Plane was on its way to Ireland from Latvia. The guy takes off his shirt, starts punching the walls of the aircraft with his fists. He can be seen shirtless as he dances around the back of the plane, occasionally hitting the walls and leaning over passenger seats.
Mind if I hit your wall?
Plane was forced to make an unscheduled stop in Denmark. When the plane prepared to touch down, this guy was subdued and then tied up by other passengers. He was uneasy on board the craft, and the staff couldn't handle him. Outspoken, it says here, and provocative.
But did not
exercise any violence against anyone. Spent the night in custody. Yeah.
Just trying to beat up the plane.
I'm trying to go from Latvian drunk to Irish drunk, and
I got to ramp that up quick.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm going to be in Ireland soon.
Right? It's a different kind of buzz, man. Going from Latvia to Ireland.
I tell you what, you Irish, you love your booze.
Hey, that's a stereotype.
But it's done with love.
So that's okay.
As Dave mentioned, we are podcasting on this Friday from the Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studio. Cigars are meant to be enjoyed in comfort, so why don't you BYOB and choose from dozens of different cigar brands or enjoy it in a comfy leather chair at the Quad City's only indoor cigar lounge, Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge. That, of course, is located at 18th Street in the District of Rock Island, and you can check out everything they have to offer online at HickeyBrothers.com.
You want to hear a little bit of this guy tuned on the plane?
He's just drunk. Just punching.
Yeah, here we go. He's just back in the galley area, just throwing haymakers at the wall.
Sounds like every flight I've been on.
I'll say this, too. He's built. Like, this guy looks like Guardians of the Galaxy, who was a wrestler.
I don't know that this audio can be used as evidence against him at this point.
The video is much more telling.
I guess so. Your Honor, let's go to the video.
He's doing that shirtless punch dance. Remember the, is it the first couple minutes of Apocalypse Now when Martin Sheen's in his hotel room?
Right. Just still kinda, in Saigon.
Yeah, that's exactly what this cat's doing on his Ryanair flight. And again, a flight I can't believe that you, Darren, were not on.
Yeah, I'm as puzzled as anyone.
You know who else is puzzled by this? The Sklar brothers.
Each and every one of them. And just as equally puzzled.
Are there any other Sklars? Or is it just the two boys? Like, what if there's a third younger Sklar who just doesn't measure up
to Randy and Jason? Who is black and 7 feet tall.
Well, now that doesn't make a lick of sense. How did that happen?
Manute Sklar. The one we don't talk about. I know we're going to have some local birthdays a little bit later on to get to, and if you've got one for today, use the Harrington Pub text line.
Why do we have to do it later? We could do it right now.
We could do it right now. We don't have to do it later.
We do whatever we want.
But if you do have one, 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, live music every Thursday night, happy hour Monday through Friday. So get after it today, starting at 2. Drink specials every day. That includes the weekends, home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary, and the 32-ounce Sneaky Pete. Make it your neighborhood bar. Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf.
I got one for you.
Do you?
Tanja Witten's birthday.
Story. Yes, Tanja.
Yeah, it's Tanja's birthday.
Does she listen
today
to the podcast, or is it a little too much for her?
What do you mean, too much
for her? Oh, I don't know. I just wonder if it's too much for her.
How could it be too much?
Too much.
What kind of thing is that to say?
I'm just wondering. No, where am I at?
That's for Tanja.
I've got a couple.
We can do them all throughout the podcast. We're not. We do it when we want. We're not tied down to these formats of FM radio anymore. We can do what we want.
Well, we could have done it then, too. We could have just sprinkled birthdays throughout the show then, too, if we wanted to.
No, the reason it was done at a specific time...
Oh, that's right. It was mandated.
Because you had to listen at a specific time. You can listen to this whenever you want.
Well, that's true, too. I want to wish the superstariest girl a happy 22nd birthday, Mallory Shockey. You've become such a wonderful young woman, and you've got your head on straight.
Oh, wow.
Now, having said that, let's get crazy and party up tonight.
Nice.
That's from Robert. Okay, and it doesn't say, you've now got your head on straight. It just says, you've got your head on straight, but let's party. Let's get crazy.
It doesn't say, let's get crazy.
It does say, let's get crazy.
And I get this on the Facebook. Shauna McLean says, I'm not sure how to get my husband's name on here, but here's my attempt. Dustin McLean's birthday is Friday the 13th. He's a big fan and was disappointed when you got taken off the radio, though he still follows your podcast. Well, Dustin, right on. Happy birthday on Friday the 13th. Thanks for making the trip over with us to the 21st century. Excited about being here.
Boy, this 21st century, almost over.
How do you figure?
Well,
it's 15% over.
It flies, man. It flies.
Hey, if you're a cigarette smoker, you might want to get to Hickey Brothers and get on this vapor pen stuff immediately. Because if ISIS wins the war, mm-hmm. they will cut off your head.
Really?
ISIS beheads cigarette smokers. Mm-hmm. Do you know why? If ISIS sees you smoking a cigarette...
Because you're using a Turkish blend?
No. They will cut your head off. Because it's a sin.
Don't they kind of do that to everybody?
Well, they can't wait to cut anyone's head off. It's a good point. You got 2 feet? That's a beheading.
If you wear a top hat, you're getting your head
cut off.
That's
a beheading. What are those, eyelashes mm-hmm. on your eyes?
What?
That's a beheading.
What, do you got eyebrows? What do you think you're doing? You think you're better than me with those eyebrows?
ISIS has imposed a strict ban on alcohol, also cursing and smoking. These are acts they deem haram or sinful. But the most offensive of them all is smoking. And here's the
rationale.
You're committing suicide.
Okay.
Slow suicide.
So let us help you out with that.
So because you're committing a slow suicide by smoking, you need to be taken out. And they're going to do it for you with a little something they call a beheading. Cigarettes are allowed under Islam.
Still should be called a deheading.
But their interpretation of Sharia law declares smoking a slow suicide and is forbidden in ISIS-controlled areas. I bet that you'd be easier to quit smoking if you knew they were going to come and cut your head off.
That might be a motivation. That might work better than any of those patches.
Right. I mean, that Chantix works for some people. But a threat of a beheading, I think, would really help you quit smoking. Let me see your fingers. Those nicotine stains on those fingers?
Mm-hmm.
That is a beheading.
It could, from what I understand, a lot of these anti-smoking seminars, that sort of thing.
Left swiped at.
They get pretty gruesome. So I don't know if it's a beheading or what it is, but it can get pretty gruesome.
I need to go back and listen to that podcast of Sweet Eileen telling us the sort of things that happen at the hypnosis seminars. Where men will say gross things and threaten to beat you up. Basically, it sounded like Eileen went to an ISIS convention to quit smoking.
It's pretty radical.
One more quick story before we get to the top five things, which is really the heart and soul of the podcast. Don't you find? And you're the one who spends a lot more time at grocery stores than I do.
You know what? I do a lot of just wandering around.
Well, this is the thing.
I found a fantastic deal on pork chops yesterday.
You make discoveries. When I go to the grocery store, I have a list. I'm in and I'm out. I approach it like it's a nighttime burglary. I like to pretend that Danny Ocean is with me. And I got to get into that Hy-Vee. And I got to grab the stuff that's on the list. And I got to get the hell out of there. Whereas you
anymore.
Like to go up and down the aisles and get ideas and find deals.
I'm finding deals.
Well, you didn't go to the store with pork chops in mind.
No, I didn't.
You found the deal, and now pork chops are on your...
Basically, they were like, pork chops, we got to move, like, now.
Mm-hmm. And for you, that's the thrill of the chase.
It was like...
Coming home and finding a pork chop that you got a discount pork chop for you, That's as close to heaven as you can get on Earth, isn't it?
How much do you think I paid for five pork chops?
I wouldn't know the first.
Just venture a guess.
Five pork chops.
Five boneless pork chops. Butterfly cut.
Is this butcher case stuff, or is this from an outfit out off premise?
No, I think it's their own, but it was not in the butcher case. It was already
okay. So this is like they've done it somewhere else. They've wrapped it up and put it in the. This is in one of those freezers that's away from the butcher case, but yes. Close to it.
Yes,
I'm in my head here trying
yes.
to look.
Yes,
five.
Try to make a
five pork chops.
Butterfly chops.
I'm gonna say
not super thick. Not like not like 2 inches thick or anything, but just normal butterfly pork chops.
$7.
$2.50.
Wow. Well, that is a deal.
I know. So I bought two of them. Yeah. So I get ten. I get 10 chops for $5. Stop yourself.
Now, see, for you, that's a bonanza.
Thrill of the chase.
Yeah. I would never even see that because I'm just there to, again.
Eyes wide shut is what you are. You're like in some sort of.
Well, no, I'm not naked wearing a mask.
You're like
and
in some sort of. You're like,
out.
You're like in a Kubrick movie when you're at the grocery store.
No, I feel like the Ocean's 11 movie was a better analogy. I'm in, I'm out. It's a surgical strike. I'm getting a chicken pot pie. I'm getting fixings for spaghetti. I got three or four meals in a row I'm going to put together. I'm going to get the ingredients for that.
Yeah.
Whatever the boy needs for his school lunches. Yeah. And then that's it. See you later, Hy-Vee. Yeah. Kiss my ass. And thanks for the 2 cents on my gas discount, right?
No, you're living in a candy land doing that.
I'm not living in a candy land. I think you're the one who lives in a candy land. Walking up and down the aisles.
Looking for deals.
Scouring for deals. Well, even you.
It's not like I'm buying a big bag of dolphin chow, even though I don't have a dolphin.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to buy something I wouldn't use.
And you're someone, though, who will find something at the supermarket, and it may not even be something that you purchase, but you think, well, that's interesting. I didn't realize that was something new.
Well, I do a little bit of that, too.
There's a new product.
I do a little of that, too.
Uh-huh.
It's just like, oh, look what they have.
What's the latest discovery? What's something that you've purchased in the last month or so at the grocery store? Or something you saw and you thought, well, that's a thing. Like the other day I saw they had pasta pizzas.
Yes, they have pasta pizzas.
Pizza pies with pasta on top.
You could either get macaroni and cheese pizza, or you can get spaghetti pizza.
Yeah.
We got one of those.
You did?
We got one.
How was it?
I don't know that I had any of it.
If I'm going to do spaghetti pizza, I'm going to Grinders.
Well, we got the macaroni pizza.
And?
I think it was good. I don't know that I had any of it. That was back when Ava was in town, and she enjoyed those when she was a little kid, like at Happy Joe's. So when I saw one of those, I thought, well,
I didn't know that.
She's 12.
Never heard of
that. I wonder if she likes it now.
Macaroni on a pizza.
It's a fine way to spend an afternoon, just looking to see what they have. You can make a day of it.
Health department officials have taken action after a Los Angeles County supermarket's frozen food section featured an unusual item.
Sometimes they ask you to leave.
Inspectors of the county health department visited the Metro supermarket in Temple City, California, after being informed that the market was selling frozen raccoons.
A whole raccoon?
Yep. Employees say the raccoons, frozen and bagged, were selling for $9.99 a pound.
Oh, boy, that's pricey.
Here's the picture of it. It's just a dead raccoon in a plastic bag.
They haven't even cut that up.
Employees say the raccoon is considered a delicacy in China. Customer went to the market, and after seeing the frozen raccoons,
I'm not even sure that raccoon's dead.
No, it doesn't look like it.
No, I think it's just basically sleeping.
He's just taking a nap. Selling raccoons as food is perfectly legal, depending on the origins of the meat.
That's not meat you're looking at there.
No, because it's just a dead raccoon.
I don't even know if it's dead.
It's a dead wrapped in plastic. The market has stopped selling them since the department's visit, but they're going to ask for the frozen raccoons to be reviewed and officially approved. Again, they've been selling them, they say, at the supermarket. They've been selling them for years, and they never experienced any issues until now.
Now what?
It's just...
What's the problem?
Yeah, this isn't meat that's been...
No, processed.
...butchered and processed. No. This is just a...
A sleeping raccoon. That could very well wake up on your way home from the store.
You put him in the pot, you get the warm water, and it's like, what the hell are you doing to me?
Well, yeah, no, even if you put him in the car and then the car's warm, I think the reason that he's asleep is just because of the temperature. What you have is a hibernating raccoon that they're selling you.
This coon is in stasis. This is like Captain America raccoon right here. I don't understand how you think you're going to get away with this. But again, they say it's been years. They've been selling it, again, coon in a bag.
A local woman says she's disgusted by what she found in a local market.
It's a story you're seeing only on 2, but we warn you, it may be disturbing for some. CBS News' Peter Dowd shows us how the health department is taking action.
Everyone's always got to claim you're only going to see the story on our broadcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we know you have a choice for news. You're only going to see dead raccoons in plastic bags on this channel. Take that, Channel 6 and Channel 8.
Employees here at Metro Supermarket say they have now stopped selling raccoons after inspectors with the LA County Health Department arrived today. We want to warn you, some may find the video we're about to show disturbing.
Okay, I want to replay this just for a second, because if you listen very carefully, I think you can hear the anchor woman back in the studio laughing.
She thinks it's funny.
They go live to this guy who's trying to do a very serious story about frozen raccoons in bags. I'm going to turn the volume up. I think they left her mic on, and I think you can hear her laughing about it.
Employees here at Metro Supermarket say they have now stopped selling raccoons after inspectors with the LA County Health Department arrived today. We want to warn you, some may find the video we're about to show disturbing.
And by some, I mean all of you raccoons that are watching the show.
Well, everybody but the anchor who enjoys raccoon snuff films.
If you've never seen raccoons in the frozen food section, you've probably never been to Metro Supermarket in Temple City. Store employees declined to go on camera, but did show us the whole raccoon sold in a bag for $9.99 a pound, which they say is a delicacy in China.
This is a dead raccoon in a bag.
But not everyone is eager to try it. Christina Dow posted this cell phone video on social media.
Oh my God.
After she says she was horrified to find several of the bagged raccoons.
The way it's packaged in the store, it's so real and it's so fresh. And you don't see chickens with feathers and blood all over them and their expression, you know, with the tongue hanging out.
Dow says she can't.
Maybe you should.
That'd put an end to chickens.
Yeah. Yeah. Think about this, too.
Chicken sales.
$9.99 a pound. That means you're selling
you're
a raccoon.
For the fur.
A coon is like, then a raccoon is like, it's like 55, 60 bucks each one of these things.
Why do they have to point out it's a delicacy in China?
Well, because maybe there's a large Chinese population that shops at the Metro store.
Oh, okay. Right? All right. Okay.
I mean, that makes sense that there would be people in Los Angeles who are not, you know, originally from L.A., man.
East
contacted
L.A.?
The L.A. County Health Department. A spokesman for the department told us that selling raccoons as food could be perfectly legal, depending on where the meat comes from.
Could be.
Store employees say health inspectors came to the store to see the raccoons, which will no longer be sold until the department gives approval. Dow says, legal or not, she wants it to stop.
It's terrible. It's like a nightmare.
It's like a nightmare. I'd like to see Rascal at the Riverbends game just come out frozen in a plastic bag.
We spoke to Food Inspector Hong Kong Fui, who said...
Hong Kong Fui, is this legal?
Could be!
Contacted several agencies, including the L.A. County DA's office, but no one knew for certain if selling raccoons as food was legal or not. Store employees here say they've been selling raccoons for years and have never had any issues. In Temple City, Peter Dowd, CBS 2 News.
Have you ever had any issues before?
No.
No.
Could be.
Who's eating this dead frozen raccoon? Is it Rosemary, the mild-mannered lady who answers the phones?
No.
Is it the chief?
No.
Is it Henry, the janitor?
Could be. Oh, they're delicious on crackers. I like them with cream cheese.
Number one super guy. Let's get to the top five things as long as we can.
Number one.
Yes, it's Dave and Darren's top five things here on NachoRadio.com. Number one, Darren. As more states push to legalize marijuana, scientists have started to turn their attention towards the effects of driving after toking up.
Mm-hmm.
And
which is illegal, right?
Well, yeah, you can't drive when you're high.
Well, you can.
Not legally. You shouldn't. Two recent studies by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that it is safer to drive high than drunk.
Now, who's saying this?
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Is that something they should admit to?
Two different studies. The first study, drivers with a BAC of 0.08 are 400% more likely to crash their vehicles than a sober person, right? That's drunk drivers.
Yes.
However, drivers who test positive for THC, the mind-altering ingredient in pot, only 25% more likely to crash. So a drunk, 400% more likely to crash. A stoner, 25% more likely to crash. And once you factor in age and gender and other factors, that number drops to 5% more likely to crash your vehicle. 5% versus 400%. At the current time, specific drug concentration levels cannot be reliably equated with specific degree of driver impairment, they say. But stoner drivers, much safer on the roads.
I saw where someone was agreeing with me the other day about the whole the munchies thing being a yumbo.
Yeah. No, that happens. Sometimes people agree with you.
More often than not, you'll find.
Two. U.S. Postal Service is finally going to get rid of those old trucks. Every time you see one of those mail trucks, you think, my God, what year is it? How is that thing? What is this, Cuba? Driving around in 50s trucks? Their delivery vehicles, it is a fleet of over 163,000 vehicles.
They don't have money for new vehicles.
And it is, these things have been on the road. They have been in service. They were built between 1987 and 1994.
Yeah, stretch that dollar
the
is what I say.
The newest mail truck you see is 21 years old.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. I know what you're saying, because as a taxpayer, you're the one that has to pay for the trucks.
Well, no, but they're the ones that are always talking about how much trouble they're in financially.
You've reached a point now.
It's dangerous. Just danger.
Not danger. The upkeep on these vehicles is going to cost more than to just get new vehicles.
How about horse and buggy?
Like a No. No.
Handicap.
No. Yeah, the Grumman LLVs.
Clickety-clockety. Oh, here comes the mail. Clickety-clockety. I got to go.
Upkeep has become a huge drain on the post office's resources.
Looks like Rusty left us a treat out in the street.
And these trucks only get 10 miles to a gallon. Last year alone.
They're not that big a truck.
In the last fiscal year, Postal Service spent $540 million on fuel.
That shocks me. Does it shock you? I would think that vehicle gets more than 10 miles a gallon. Maybe it's the stopping and starting.
That's all you're doing.
Well, clearly, yeah, you're not opening it up.
No.
You don't really get a chance to open.
You never really see them on 80, do you? Or 88 or 74.
Who is your
flooring them?
No, you don't.
No.
You never even see them out on the interstate.
I think it'd be cool to have a mail truck. If they start selling these things at bargain basement rates, I want to buy a mail truck.
Yeah, the Nacho Mobile.
Yeah.
The new Nacho Mobile.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
Driving on the other side of the road?
And I want it to be a food truck / station vehicle, so we can go to the farmer's market and sell nachos.
We could sell nachos, although that might start confusing people.
Nachos and frozen coon carcasses.
Well resting raccoons. It's not produce. It's not food as much as it's a pet.
So now General Motors and a bunch of other car companies are chasing a contract for 180,000 next generation vehicles. They're going to spend about $5 billion on these things.
And you know what they're going to have in those things?
Spoilers?
Internet dashboards.
Well,
where you can
hoping.
Listen to your favorite internet radio station.
Listen, I know a couple of, and you're gonna say, how do you know? Who do you know? I know a couple of postmen that listen to this podcast while they're out doing their rounds.
Name them.
I'm not going to name them on the podcast. HEPA laws. But I'm telling you, I know at least two people that work for the post office that listen to this podcast. And I know one of them that has a Nacho radio station on in the truck the entire day.
That delivers to me?
No. I don't know who delivers to you. Did I say that? Why does everything have to be about you? You're like a child. Is it my mailman? Is that the person that touches my mail?
Well,
everything's not about you.
Well, but in the Quad Cities, you're saying. Or no, not necessarily.
Well, it doesn't have to be, but it is. I've already said too much.
Number three.
I think you're making that up.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not. Despite what you may have heard, older adults are getting health benefits from drinking alcohol, but those adults are women 65 and older. New study of people over the age of 50 says that the benefits of drinking are modest. Researchers looked at a lifespan in alcohol consumption, and they found in women ages 65 and older, those who drank moderately lived longer than those who never drank. Women over the age of 65 who drank 5 alcoholic drinks in a week, 27% less likely to die during the study compared to women who didn't drink at all. Here's what you want to hear, champ.
What about 5 alcoholic drinks an hour?
Men between the ages of 50 and 64 who drank live longer than those who never drank.
That's right.
Yeah. It's preservatives, isn't it? Alcohol not as protective for men between the ages of 50 and 64 as it is women over the age of 65. And it doesn't help women between the ages of 50
Although
and 64.
Although I don't really drink alcohol.
What do you think it is in there, what you drink?
Just light beer.
You understand there's alcohol in beer.
Not a lot. Almost to the point where it's negligible.
It's just water.
It's for the most part water. I'm just basically just drinking a lot of water. Which from, you know, is good for me.
Number four. Bill Walton says that Michael Jordan is not one of the top 3 all-time best players in the NBA.
I heard him having this conversation the other night.
Uh-huh.
What game was it?
Oregon and USC.
It was Oregon and USC.
Wednesday night's
and
Oregon USC game.
He was going on and on and on. Mm-hmm. He wasn't even he didn't even care about the game.
No.
He wasn't even watching.
I'm just here to say Michael Jordan's not that great.
He wasn't watching the game even. Mm-hmm. He was basically saying that the greatest player ever was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay. You can have that argument, but to further say that Jordan's not in the top 3?
What do you have? Bill Russell? I think he had Bill Russell. He was talking about Bill Russell and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and then I don't know who the other one was. Does it mention who the other one was?
Bill Walton is in the NBA Hall of Fame. Bill Walton's one of the great players of all time.
Well, he was
Would have been greater if his feet didn't
break
down on
him. His feet went out on him.
He said during the game, quote, "Michael, that guy was basically average in terms of size, strength, speed, and jumping ability. Average."
Well,
Michael Jordan.
Okay,
Bill. Finally.
Five.
Number five.
Bill was a part of a lot of sit-ins back in the day.
Yeah, he was a freak, wasn't he?
Bit of a hippie.
Yeah.
Well, not even bit of a hippie.
Total hippie.
Complete hippie.
Yeah. Linda Brown and Lise Lott Lubin came forward yesterday with new allegations against Bill Cosby.
So we're up to 20.
Oh, no, I don't even.
We've
lost track. It's in the 30s. We've lost track. We've lost track of the amount of women who have said
no reason
that Bill Cosby sexually assaulted them. But this is why I'm bringing this up, because this story kind of. We haven't paid any attention to it because it's just the same story over and over again. Here's another woman who claims that she was handed a beverage and woke up covered in pudding pops. What makes this one huge is that one of the women says that she was sexually assaulted in Canada. Here's the trick on that.
Okay.
There's no statute of limitations in Canada. So Cosby might be actually having to go to court and deal with this.
Good night, Canada.
Will we extradite him? I don't know. Brown says she met Cosby through her agent when she was living in Canada. This was back in, what year would you guess, if you had to?
Probably early on, 69 maybe.
69, dudes!
You're so good at that.
Just too easy.
Cosby invited her to his show and dinner afterward. On the way home, he asked her to stop in his hotel room to give her a gift. She says, because I trusted Mr. Cosby, and also because I knew that his 2 male bodyguards were waiting in the car, I never suspected anything would happen to me. Cosby gave her a soft drink, and then she blacked out.
Like everyone does.
Brown alleged that she awoke naked in bed beside him, and that Cosby then sexually assaulted her. Brown says she's coming forward because she wanted people to know who Cosby really is. I think we know, but good for you for you know, saying it. And then there's another one here saying that Cosby gave her a drink.
You get the idea.
And she passed out.
Yeah, you get it.
Mm-hmm. All of the women, I'm trying to see, the latest allegations I'm trying to find an actual number.
Can we get a tote board change? Can we get a timpani?
Can we get a timpani?
Chad Everett, are you here? No, he's not here.
Everett was there when Jerry needed to sleep, right?
Or was it when Ed had to sleep? No, it was when Ed had to sleep, right? Or was it Chad?
No, Chad would be the host.
Oh, he took over.
Yeah. Jerry would go and get like 3 hours of sleep because he, you know, it's 5 a.m. here in Vegas.
He slept upside down like a bat. A lot of people don't know that.
I don't doubt it for a second. Those are the top 5 things that you needed to know.
And it's brought to you by the Clubhouse Indoor Golf and Lounge, 2501 53rd Avenue in Bettendorf. The Clubhouse is the Quad City's first and only indoor country club. Of course, open to everybody. State-of-the-art PGA simulators, a full bar, and a comfortable lounge. Play some of the world's best-known courses like Pebble Beach. You can play St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass. That's just a couple of them. They've got that full book there that you can check out and play any course you like. Open 7 days a week. Play with friends. Join a league or play individually to improve your swing. There are weekly tournaments for Quad City Mallards tickets. They have club repair there. Chris can also customize your club. A full line of custom shafts, including Fujikura, Mitsubishi, Acura. Also, custom clubs, Callaway, Henry Griffiths, K2G, lessons available to any skill level. They have great drink specials, daily drink specials, the perfect venue for any event that you're having, whether it's just a couple people or a bunch of people. The Clubhouse, the perfect hangout for golfers and non-golfers alike. QCClubhouse.com or give them a call for a tee time at 563-322-1561. The Clubhouse Indoor Golf and Lounge.
So I go to Best Buy yesterday because we need to get another computer for Nacho Radio.
Yes,
I got my corporate account and I'm all ready to go.
Yes,
and I'm looking and I'm trying to get someone to help me.
And here come the vultures.
No, nobody came near me.
Did they?
I couldn't, to the point where I ended up leaving without a computer because it's like I couldn't get anyone to give me any help, and I'm puzzled.
Well,
by
then
it.
Just
and
take then one.
No, you can't do that. And then as I'm walking out, I realize. Well, I did just spend the better part of the morning bashing this place on a podcast. Maybe that's what this is about. Maybe that's why nobody wanted to help me. I'm going to go ahead and get a computer somewhere else now because I stood there for 25 minutes and nothing.
So where'd you have to go then?
I think I'm going to get it online. Unless you really want it today.
I think I'm surprised they wouldn't help you.
No, I went and asked for help and they're like, we'll get to you in a minute. Oh, okay, you will? All right.
Maybe they recognized you from the River City's Reader ad. Did you have your glasses on?
I did not.
Oh, well, then I don't know why they would recognize you.
Yeah. Here's one from Kayuski, who texted in on the Harrington's Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. He says, when I worked at Best Buy, the people that sold those DirecTV deals, because I was complaining yesterday about how they come up to you and they say, hey, has anyone told you about the DirecTV deals that we're running today?
Never happened
again,
to me.
Again, that's your job. No.
How long has this been going on for you?
Oh, at least a year and a half, 2 years.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Never once.
They must just look at you and realize, no.
Cable guy.
Well, they want the cable guys because they want you to stop with the cable and to get there.
No, I understand.
DirecTV.
Maybe I'm unapproachable.
Cayusi says, when I worked at Best Buy, the people that sold the DirecTV were third party.
And we got tons
of complaints about how annoying they were. The reps that came in were always huge douche nozzles and treated everyone like crap, so you aren't the only one that hates them. Hate's a strong word, but I think it's apt. It's well done. Here's one from 815 area code. It says, I just listened to yesterday's podcast. I was the one who texted about the Cedar show and got that traffic ticket from Cedar Rapids.
That's right.
Tell Darren that they probably review those traffic cams to make sure the violation is accurate. So if he didn't run the light, don't worry about it.
I didn't run the light. I just came up to it quick.
If I'm wrong, well, if you came to a complete stop, then what's, there's no law against coming to a complete stop in a quick way.
Well, I would hope not.
He says, don't worry about it. If I'm wrong, I won't get butthurt if you call me out. Have a good day. You have a good day, 815.
Well, thank you. I'm hoping that that's the case.
And then Chris texts this in from the 563 area code. Chris says, you know, raccoon is the chicken of the forest.
That's excellent. Thank you for all your comments.
Well, seriously, $10 a pound?
That's pricey.
I'm going to...
I don't.
When it gets a little warmer, I'm going to stay in my backyard by the garbage can with a baseball bat and make me some money.
Well, you could be a little more humane than that.
Nah, it's a.
Get your
it's a rodent.
Get your glove.
Don't I know you love get all your, the animals, St. Francis of Assisi, but let me club a coon in the head and sell it in a plastic bag.
No, I'm not.
Come on.
I'm not letting you do that.
Oh, I can't have nothing nice.
Thanks for chiming in on the
I tell you what would happen. If Jenny found out that I was doing that.
Oh, I'd tell her.
Oh, I'd be.
I would tell her.
Yeah. I'd be homeless.
I would drive by.
I would
drive by seeing you clubbing a raccoon, and I would quickly call her and say, hey, you might want to get outside and see what Wonder Boy's doing.
Listen, I know you're mad at me, but this thing is $10 a pound. And I let it eat some of our garbage. Before I hit it, over the head.
You should have
to plump him up.
And oh, by the way, Jenny, I recorded some of the cries of the raccoon.
Well, no, I did some work on the kill floor. I know where to administer the blow.
Thanks for chiming in on the Harrington Pub text line. Cumberland Square Drive, Bettendorf, live music every Thursday night. You got to wait a little while for that. Next week, it's Jess Chords, who we've heard before.
Yeah.
We hung out with the Just Chords
kids. Yeah, it's good to hear that they're still around.
They're still a thing.
They used to always follow us when we were doing our gig at Uptown.
That's right. Happy hour every weekday.
Now they
Monday
leveled,
through Friday.
They leveled that place.
Yeah, I think they had better left unsolved
right.
situation.
Right. And I don't think it's any coincidence they leveled that place right after Harrington's Pub opened up.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the thing about Uptown was... You could go on the patio that was not up to any code and find clumps of human hair.
Anybody's
or you go to Harrington's Pub and get a 32-ounce Sneaky Pete and have the time of your life.
Yeah, home of the Quad Cities' best Bloody Mary. Drink specials every day. Again, that's our friends, and make it your neighborhood bar. Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive, Bettendorf.
I mean, we had a lot of fun at Uptown back when it was up and running.
Yeah, but when we started finding the clumps of hair, it was time.
Right. Oh, no. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. And if you don't believe me,
time to
just
move
watch.
On.
Yes.
Hey, we're podcasting from the Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studio. Grab your friends and get to a $10 off Hookah Night Thursday. I hope you did that last night, and I hope you mentioned Nacho Radio at Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge.
Can I say this?
Yes.
If you go to Hickey Brothers and you get a cigar or a vape pen, or if you do any of that stuff and you don't mention Nacho Radio when you make the purchase, it's like you're stealing. It's like a form of theft. You don't give us the credit that we're due, it's like you're taking money right out of our pocket. And if that gives you some kind of thrill... God be with you.
The angels, the babies, and the raccoons cry when you do that. Choose your
This is what it sounds like when raccoons cry.
Yeah, Jenny, and he was singing that, too, while he was clubbing it.
You're a monster.
Choose from...
And you're singing Prince songs?
Choose...
You're not the man I married?
Next time I drive by, you're sleeping outside in a
Maybe
pup,
I'm
in a
just like
tent.
My father. He's never satisfied.
You're serenading her with just Prince songs.
Sure I am. Of course I am.
And in the middle of the night, you start doing that Darling Nikki. Hey, all right, now I'm calling the cops.
A new raccoon named Ricky. I guess you could say he was a garbage machine.
Choose from over 100 different flavors, old school or electronic. Hickey Brothers, 18th Street in the District of Rock Island, online at hickeybrothers.com.
Yeah, now you're talking. Now you got a thing. Now I'm interested.
It's a groovy thing.
Yeah, no, she'd be done with me. That would be the end of it. And I'm not saying
well,
she'd
then
be
just,
wrong.
Then watch your P's and Q's. Watch your P's and Q's.
I'll have my boombox out there.
This is when I call the cops on you.
Dig, if you will, the picture. Trying to make some money in the trash.
All right, he's clearly violating some obscenity laws. She just shuts her window.
Raccoons sell for $9.99 a pound. This is what it sounds like when the coons cry. Selling
awful.
Selling a carcass to an older Chinese man. I don't know. I think it's Before you judge me, Darren, let me tell you this story from Bangladesh.
My friend came to me.
What, there's someone worse than you?
Well, this is the other side of the spectrum.
He wanted help for his country.
Bangladesh.
I like it when he goes, Bangladesh.
Bangladesh. Yeah, this story comes to us from Bangladesh, where, again, things went the wrong way.
I'm in the wrong place.
A morbidly obese 100-year-old crocodile is dead because worshippers overfed it.
Just kept feeding it.
Yeah. The 100-year-old morbidly obese crocodile is dead from overeating after worshippers kept throwing it chickens and goats for good luck.
Not even parts of a chicken and a goat, just the whole chicken and the whole goat.
Yeah, it's good luck. Throw it a chicken. Throw that morbidly obese Brando croc a chicken and you'll have good luck.
I know I shouldn't have another goat, but if it's for your fortune, I suppose I'll try anything.
There you go, goating me again.
Visitors to the Hazrat Khan Jahan Ali Shrine in the Sadar Abazila of Bagarat District in southwestern Bangladesh, just so everybody knows exactly where to go and find this thing, they believe that feeding the crocodile would guarantee them good fortune.
Give me a chicken and you'll have good luck.
Did they live to be 100 years old?
An obese 100-year-old crocodile dead from overfeeding after worshippers repeatedly threw it sacrificial chickens for good luck. Smartest crocodile ever. What a con this is.
Do they normally live to be 100 years old?
I've never really heard that.
I didn't have an either, so I don't see how this is really that bad a story.
Well, he's dead.
Well, yeah, but he ate for free for 100 years?
Oh, if I had a goat, I bet your fortunes would be very good. Let's try it. I don't know.
That's what he said.
He's just conning these idiots.
That could be good for you. Hey, man. You're having a rough day, huh? Maybe if you fed me a chicken, things would be better for both of us.
Right, who knows? It could be good luck.
Right, and then someone throws a chicken to this guy. Yeah. Something just happens, and it's like...
Something happens good.
See? I told you so.
Yes, they believe that feeding the crocodile would guarantee them good fortune. And in uncertain economic times, more and more shrine visitors were throwing chickens and goats to the bloated, ancient crocodile. Sadly, their desperation for good luck led to the reptile's demise, as crocodile keepers found him dead in his enclosure due to an obesity-related condition.
Yeah, but still 100 years.
I've got chicken and goat diabetes.
Still.
I can't stop.
They discovered him floating upside down in the pond.
Well, you would.
There were four other crocodiles in the pond. The other three, or the pound.
I'm guessing he's not doing the breaststroke.
The other three also died from overeating problems, which led to a massive food supply for the remaining croc. So people, there were other crocodiles. They all died of obesity problems.
He was the last one floating.
No, keep bringing the chickens. Absolutely. I'll do what I can.
Best of luck to you.
When an offering was made, the crocodile was summoned by priests who would bang a gong and announced the dinner was served.
Excuse me, what?
I know.
They would do what? They would do what?
Isn't this the best story? Is this the greatest story we've ever shared, or merely the best one ever?
They would do what? They would do what?
They would bang a gong to let the crocodile know, the morbidly obese crocodile know, that dinner was served.
More power station, please.
It's the best. This is the best story we've ever had.
Oh my goodness, is it time for more chicken and more goats? You know, I probably shouldn't, but the village is counting on me.
Although, I'm guessing, 100 years old, he probably likes the T-Rex version. Also because T-Rex is kind of a lizard, right? I know that's not the case, but... it's closer to a crocodile than Robert Palmer.
appreciate the raw chickens, but remember, some like it hot.
They would bang a gong and announce the dinner was served, propping this fatso crocodile to surface and eat the preferred offering. Legend is that anyone who fed the hunger of the crocodiles will have their heart's desire fulfilled. Usually it was just a chicken, but more recently people began offering even more, including goats, believing that big sacrifices meant more of a chance of a wish being granted.
And you're thinking that it was the crocodile who floated that idea.
He floated more than that idea.
Some giant goat turds as well.
Crocodiles, Darren, to answer your earlier question, have a lifespan similar to humans.
Well, then there you go.
Generally living to be between 70 and 100 years old. One of the oldest specimens died in a Russian zoo at the age of 115.
Well, then how can he complain? Well, he wasn't complaining.
No.
He's not complaining.
No complaints. Don't misunderstand me. It's all going so well.
Yes, he died as he lived, eating chickens and goats. Got another story here, Darren, that I know you're going to enjoy. This one comes to us from the peninsula that delivers so much fun. Florida, of course, America's Wang. Authorities there say a man and a woman got hammered, had to be rescued after they fell asleep in a dumpster that was later emptied into a garbage truck.
That's not safe.
What kind of good time is that? And listen, back in the day, I used to party like a rock star. There was a time and a place for that in my life. I never drank to the point where I woke up with a chick in a garbage truck. Was I doing it wrong, or are they? Hillsborough County Sheriff's officials say the couple had been sleeping in a dumpster outside a convenience store near Tampa. When the dumpster was emptied into the back of a garbage truck, they started screaming and banging on the sides of the truck.
Now's the time to wake up.
Rescue crews were called just after 5 o'clock in the morning. They removed 37-year-old Donald Jordan and 49-year-old Lisa Cirabella from the truck.
We got a live one.
They were taken to Tampa General Hospital after complaining of back pain. Deputies believed they were homeless, but later learned they were just highly intoxicated after hanging out at the nearby casino. So, yeah, these are not homeless people in a dumpster.
Oh, no,
that would be a terrible story. These are just people who went gambling and got drunk and woke up in a garbage truck.
We'd been comped.
That's your comp. It was all going so well. And then the next thing I knew, me and this chick woke up in a... Oh, that's awesome. Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
It is.
The boy and I, he's off today, and he's off Monday as well. We're off to do our Valentine's Day shopping here after the podcast. Off to LeClaire. We'll see the Shameless Chalk Hawk get some of those
He's gonna like that.
Salted caramels. Yeah.
He is going to be like a kid in a candy store.
Story. Literally.
That was so Sklar.
How did Owen like that candy store, the Shameless Chocoholic? Oh, I tell you, he loved it. He was like a kid in a candy store.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Did I just make that up?
Story here of a New Jersey man who has written a love letter to his wife every day.
Oh, boy.
For almost 40 years.
What is this, Ronald Reagan?
Toms River, New Jersey resident Bill Bresnan has written a love letter every day to his wife, Kirsten. They're both 74 years old. They've been married for 40 years.
Even if he was angry?
There are more than 10,000 of these love letters filed chronologically in 25 boxes at their home. And he continues to write the love letters to this day.
Even if he was angry?
My guess is he never gets angry. If you're the kind of sap that writes a love letter every day to your wife, you probably don't have an angry...
It could be a love letter, but it could be like, you bitch.
Dear.
That bitch.
Bitch. All the letters are signed, I love you, my darling, with an infinity sign.
Whoa, boy.
They're essentially, he says, a love diary. For example, I could pick out a day in 1982, and it'll begin with the restaurant we ate in, or a movie we saw, and then a reaction to that. The daily expressions of love began as notes scribbled on napkins and small pieces of paper he gave to his wife over coffee while commuting together shortly after they met. They met while he was teaching a class to licensed students in the security industry. The relationship blossomed. They had a simple wedding and have lived happily ever since.
I wonder
since.
If she even looks at him anymore.
That's the thing. If you got a love letter every day.
Throw this out.
Look, we could all do a better job expressing ourselves. Like, this is the thing. We're going to go get these cards today.
Mm-hmm.
And even though Jenny's the love of my life, I struggle to. I don't know what the hell to write in those cards.
What can you say?
Love, Dave. That's about what she gets. And I always feel like I should probably put a little more thought into this.
To quote the late, great Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
Oh, let's get it on.
Well, that's the thing. You don't want the Valentine to be an overt, let's go upstairs and...
Or, I suppose, to quote...
One year,
to quote the late, great Marvin Gaye, what's going on?
To quote the late... Marvin Gaye, what are you doing with that gun, Dad? Happy Valentine's Day. You shot me, Dad. You shot me, Marvin Gaye. Happy Valentine's Day 2015.
To quote the late, great Marvin Gaye, I heard it through the grapevine.
Dear Jenny, happy Valentine's Day. I think Marvin Gaye said it best when he said, damn, this is a lot of cocaine. Love, Dave. One of his favorites. Now, he has favorites. It's interesting that he has favorites and she doesn't. One of his favorites of the 10,000-plus letters were a series of 50 cards, one for each of the 50 days before her 50th birthday.
Oh, my God. This is worse than last year's Christmas. 50 days leading up to your 50th birthday? Do you think she really needed to? She probably was trying to enjoy the last days of her 49th, you know, of her 40s. And you got to be reminded that here comes 50?
Daily cards are part of his recipe for making a relationship last, amongst other things. He says the key to any relationship is that you both have to work at it every day and never go to bed mad. Talk about everything. Everything should get resolved before your goodnight kiss. I don't know. I think there's something to be said for going to bed angry. Every once in a while, it's good. Go to bed angry.
It's good
for your soul.
I tell you what, I rarely wake up angry.
Well, there's that. He also, by the way, goes big once in a while. Quote, we once reenacted the Katharine Hepburn movie Summertime.
The whole movie.
I took Kirsten totally. We sailed across the Mediterranean, took a train to Venice, wandered the city, had pizza at San Marco Piazza, and literally did everything in that movie together.
How are we finding out about this?
Well,
is he telling everybody?
Yes. He also gave his wife a friendship ring, featuring hieroglyphics he saw during a trip to Egypt that were the expression of a pharaoh's eternal love for his son. That's kind of creepy. A pharaoh wrote this for his son. It's how I think of you. Wow. Despite the countless good times, the couple has weathered many a storm together.
That bitch.
Mm-hmm. He says, when the doctor told me I had cancer a few years ago, Kirsten was right next to me holding my hand. It wasn't you have cancer, it was we have cancer. And I did the same thing for her when she got cancer a few years later. They hope that their love story will inspire younger couples who seem to be more in love with their gadgets. He says, I see youngsters at restaurants sitting across from each other, buried in their screens, but never talking or looking at each other. I want them to enjoy the time they have with each other and treasure it.
I'm on business!
As for Valentine's Day, he says they'll probably have a nice dinner, a special bottle of wine, and a piece of chocolate.
And then I'm going to write some dopey note.
We're past the craving for jewelry and expensive nonsense. We just simply enjoy being together. It's wonderful that the wife really has nothing to say in this article. It's just him talking about what a great guy he is.
I can't stand this man.
Just, you know what I want for Valentine's Day? One day without you writing a stupid letter I got to read.
Just
what can I have one day without you just masturbating with a pen and making me look at it?
Did you read the note?
I wrote you another love note.
Did you read it yet?
Yeah.
Did you read it?
Yeah.
I got
25 boxes of your bullshit I got to read. And you can't get rid of them. I imagine she's like, all right, well, these will go in the recycle bin. No, that's a love diary. Everyone needs to. How dare you? Taking your sweetheart out for dinner. Did you guys go out to Granite City last night?
No. Nope.
Did you have Granite City last night?
What are you, a cop?
You did the carryout, didn't you?
Maybe.
Yeah. What'd you get? The better cheddar burger? You do the salmon Oscar? What'd you do?
What are you, a cop?
I'm just asking questions. I'm interested about your life. We've got an hour to kill every morning. Sometimes I like to just find out about you, Darren. The whole podcast just can't be about this guy writing love letters to his stupid wife who puts up with it.
I had a Reuben.
The Reuben, and it was good.
Yes.
Good to hear.
It's tasty.
Woman went out to a fancy restaurant. She is suing that fancy restaurant. This is at the Italian restaurant Villaggio in the Park in New York City. She's suing the restaurant because she ordered the fish. And
how's the fish, Al?
It's not so good. She cut a sizable portion of the fish there at this New York restaurant. Cut a sizable portion of the fish from her plate and ate it. What she didn't realize was there was a 2-inch metal hook in the fish.
Fresh fish.
Didn't realize it until she started chewing it. After she split the bloody hook out, it caused a scene at the restaurant as other diners gathered around to take pictures of it.
I'll be back. You know why? I'm hooked. Oh, sure, it was painful.
Good morning, everybody in the news this morning. Good morning.
Sure, it's painful, but I'll be back.
Consider yourself zing.
The zing of the day.
The restaurant is refusing to pay for her medical bills. So now she is being forced to sue, she says. She wants unspecified damages for the incident, both physical and psychological. She only received minor cuts in her mouth and tongue. But the real damage, according to her lawyer, is mental.
Know this, I'll be back.
She still freaks out about it, says her lawyer. She definitely doesn't eat fish anymore. It's hard to blame her.
I can't stay away.
Fish, fish, fish. I'm simply crazy for fish. Lightning round. Emergency rooms are saying that there's been a surge of people coming in with toys inserted in them, sex toys, because of this 50 Shades of Grey, which I guess some of the reviews are that it's quite possibly the worst movie ever made.
Is that right?
Yeah. We gotta get Schultz on. Be interested to see what Schultz thinks of this 50 Shades of Grey. You have any desire to see this thing?
No. No, because and I thought this whole thing was about how this is an old guy with a young girl.
No.
It's not?
No.
Oh, I thought it was an older guy with
a
young girl.
No, 50 Shades of Grey isn't because the guy has gray hair. His name is Grey.
No, I understand that, but I still thought that he was older than the girl.
But well, he might be a little bit older.
Doesn't look like it in anything I've seen here.
Well, he's not my Christian.
What's that mean?
John Oliver bit. Speaking of 50 Shades of Grey, a Pennsylvania middle school is in a little bit of hot water. Parents are not happy over the fact that the middle school students were given word search puzzles based on 50 Shades of Grey.
You couldn't find another book, huh?
A parent complained about it at Tuesday night's board meeting, questioning the school's principal and the dean of students. He wanted to record the conversation, and that's when they clammed up and said, "We're not talking." Students in Monson, Pennsylvania, given word search puzzles based on 50 Grey that contained terms like spanking, submission, leather cuffs, and bondage. Middle school students. Other words on the list, it says, were more explicit than that. What are you doing? Movie opens today based on a best-selling book about a college student and her torrent love affair with a 27-year-old billionaire. So he's older.
Okay.
He's got a penchant for bondage, discipline, sadism, and masochism. Yeah.
He's a billionaire? Kids.
Oh, yeah.
What was he into?
I don't know. I haven't read the books. I don't know. How did he make his money? I couldn't tell you. 815 texting in here on the Harrington's Pub text line saying 50 Shades of Grey. 50 Shades of Grey. Cannot wait. Enjoy the movie, 815.
Thanks for chiming in.
Yeah, do me a favor. Text us on the Harrington's Pub text line after you see the movie. Let us know what you thought about it. I'm dead serious. We'll read your review on Monday's show.
470-23-NACHO for any message you want to send to us. Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive, Bettendorf. Live music every Thursday night starting at 8. Happy hour Monday through Friday. You can take advantage of that again today. Starting at 2. Drink specials every day. Home of the Quad Cities' Best Bloody Mary and the 32-ounce Sneaky Pete. Make it your neighborhood bar, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf.
Jim texts in here and says, I went to Hickey Brothers yesterday to get a vape pen, and I dropped your names.
Yeah, nice that's job.
That's how it works.
Attaboy.
Attaboy, Jim.
We are podcasting from the Hickey Brothers Cigar Store and Hookah Lounge Studio. Trying to quit smoking or just tired of freezing outside, smoke electronically with a vapor pen from Hickey Brothers. Choose from over 100 different flavors and dozens of pens, nicotine or non-nicotine. Hickey Brothers, 18th Street in the District of Rock Island, online at HickeyBrothers.com. And speaking of the District of Rock Island, that's the place to be here in a couple weeks' time, friends, because
2 weeks from tomorrow,
Nacho Radio, along with the Rock Island Brewing Company in the District of Rock Island, presenting Local H with special guests Satellite Heart and Permasmile. That's happening Saturday, February 28th at 9 o'clock. It's a 21 and over show, general admission. Doors open at 8. Advance tickets available now at Ribco. Also, get your tickets online, ribco.com. You can also get them at Co-op Records in Moline or Ragged Records in Davenport.
Sure.
Just $12. Nacho Radio presents Local H at Ribco.
Yeah, that's going to be a hell of a show. So we'll see you there for that show on Saturday, the 28th. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. That is the podcast. Now you're free to listen and enjoy the 24/7 music stations. There's Planet Alt, the home for everything alternative, and the harder, louder, rockier rock station, the real Quad City Rocker. That would be solid. Check out either of those great stations, and if you want to send requests in over the weekend, go ahead and do that on the Harrington's Pub text line. Although, I'll say this, the boy and I are going to go get some Valentine's Day stuff here pretty soon. So,
yeah, have a great Valentine's Day, everybody.
Can they hear him getting antsy in the basement?
I would think they can.
I told him we'd be done after 10. So.
Solid is powered by Premier Jewelry and Loan, and Diamond Jewelry is on sale now through Valentine's Day. Again, that's tomorrow, so you still have time to get there and save money at the Quad City's number one pawn shop, Premier Jewelry and Loan. Get incredible deals on diamond stud earrings and engagement rings starting at just $200. Buy your diamonds this Valentine's Day at Premier Jewelry and Loan, voted number one for exceptional service, quality products, and unbeatable prices. You can get more diamond for your dollar.
I mean, you get a lot more diamonds.
A lot more.
I mean, that's
the
thing.
It's not even close.
No, no.
At Premier Jewelry and Loan, opposite Duck Creek Plaza in Bettendorf, they listen to Nacho Radio. They listen to Solid, and make sure that you let them know that you do as well.
Yeah, right.
And again,
come on, Quad Cities.
Whoa.
And again, thanks for listening. Enjoy your Friday. The podcast has been brought to you by the Clubhouse Indoor Golf and Lounge on 53rd Avenue in Bettendorf, the Quad Cities' first and only indoor country club, featuring state-of-the-art PGA simulators, a full bar, play some of the world's most well-known courses. They've got club repair and customization there. Also open 7 days a week. They open at 10 o'clock in the morning. Lessons are available for any sort of skill level. They also offer drink specials, multiple TVs, a 20-foot projection TV. They have pool there, shuffleboard, bumper pool, foosball, darts, bags, ping pong, the giant Jenga. And, of course, on the weekend, they have the DJs there, and there's a lot of dancing.
My guy Gimmy, who I've been working with on this this beer show, this Untitled Beer Show. I guess I can tell you the name of the show now is going to be Brood.
Brood.
Brood is the name of the TV show. And I'll give you some more details on where you can finally see this
thing. You might have to find it somewhere else.
I will be able to reveal the air date on Monday's installment of the podcast. But anyway, my guy Gimmy, I believe, will be attending bar there at Clubhouse tonight.
When
you see Gimmy, tip well and ask him how things are going with the beer with the Brood show.
he'll tell you the truth.
He'll let you know everything you need to know about the journey that we've taken over the past 3 months.
Perfect hangout for golfers and non-golfers alike. Again, check him out at qcclubhouse.com. And for tee times, write this number down, 563-322-1561.
Thanks so much for listening to the show, everybody. We're back on Monday. Have a very happy Valentine's Day, and spend the day with the one you love. And you know, if you want to send a long distance dedication request, we'll see what we can do on the Solid and Planet Alt.
Until then,
yeah, right. Have a great weekend. Go throw a chicken to a crock and hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop.